Bless you, Father. You know, you all can take that up to a different level with the anointing of Yahweh. You can go to the Psalms and simply put music to what He has already expressed from His heart. We don't need to utilize what the world has already used to exalt their deities and their deity. Yahweh is not a deity. And so we can go beyond that level. We can go above the plateau, what the world and the standards that the world has set. So we can move above that. We have you ones that can play and simply by the inspiration of Yahweh, that He will give you sound to apply to His word. And that is the beauty of it all. These corrupt men and women, they're full of sin and corruption. Their lives are not lives that exemplify the purity of Yahweh. They're wicked, they're lustful, they're sinful, and they're corrupt in every facet of their lives. They're greedy, they desire one thing, and that's the love of a dollar. So they don't do it even for the love of their God. They do it for the love of their flesh, and that their flesh may be exalted, and they may enjoy the riches and the goodness of those things they perceive they're enjoying. So Yahweh gives us a book known as the Scripture. We can simply apply music to that and bring glory and honor unto Him. I believe above all things that's what He wants in this hour. I don't think He wants the world to dictate to us or to give us songs of inspiration. They have no songs of inspiration. We are inspired by His truth, and His truth is our inspiration. And so if His truth is our inspiration, we simply take His truth and apply it to Psalms as David did. Now, I behoove you all to press into that area and let us forsake this wicked, corrupt world and the way they do things, because there's a corruption associated with it. It really is. It exudes flesh and it exalts flesh. It has nothing to do with the glory of the King and His wonderful throne being established in the heart of man. And that is what must take place. I want to read some scriptures tonight. I think above all things I want to read, I want to simply show and express unto you the simplicity of Scripture. How simple it is. But the mind of man, because it is so deluded with sin and corruption, it is almost impossible for him to understand or to receive the knowledge of revealed truth. And that's why we wrestle and grope with things, because we don't have the spirit of Yah. We have the spirit of man because it teaches us the things of man. And the spirit of Yahweh will teach us the things of Him. I want to read this because this is quite important as to what I want to express tonight. It says in the book of Acts, Acts chapter 20. A few verses I want to read. Acts chapter 20, verse 27. Above all things, as I said, I want to read tonight. And in the process of that, as the Ruah, the Spirit of Yahweh, moves upon me, I will express what He intends for us to understand and to know. But it says here in the book of Acts, chapter 20, verse 26, to all, as He expressed unto the saints, the elders of Ephesus, He directed this to. He said, wherefore I take you to record this day, that I am pure from the blood of all men. I have no sin, or any sin that I shall be charged with, because I've warned every man. I've instructed him in the law and the righteousness of Yahweh, that he may know what things he can do and what he cannot do, in simple terms. And he said, I want you to take that to record, that this be a testimony for me. He said, for I have not shunned to declare unto you the whole counsel or all the counsel of Yahweh. Understand what it says in the King James. It says all the counsel of God. Now, who is this God that he's talking about? I want to read what it says in verse 28. He said, take heed, therefore. Do you hear that, my friends? He said, take heed, therefore, unto yourselves, as he spoke unto the elders, and to all the flock, over the which the holy Ruah, the Spirit of Yahweh, have made you overseers, to oversee, to be a judge in the midst, that you may proclaim the proclamations of Yahweh. He said, to feed the assembly of Yahweh, to feed the body, to make sure that they are instructed. Why? Which He. Now, who is he talking about? He said, which he hath purchased with his own blood. He said, which he hath purchased with his own blood. Now, who is the he that purchased Zion with his own blood? Who is he? You must understand what redemption is. It is to be purchased. It is to be brought back. It is to be retrieved. And that is what Yahweh has done. He has retrieved us or bought us with his own blood. Now, you must understand the doctrine of these deities or the doctrine of Trinity. It teaches that there is almost a separate identity, but there is only one. Yahweh came in flesh to restore the luster and the majesty to his name. He said he has purchased the assembly or Zion with his own blood. Does it say that in that text you have? Was it read some other way? Now, that is not complex to understand, is it? I'm reading it like it is in text. That he that Almighty Yahweh simply purchased the assembly with his own blood. He will not give his glory to another, nor will he bestow his honor upon anyone else. It is all to him. And that is why the Son came in the express image of the Father. He came in his name and in the power of his name. And their name is one. There's not two different names. It can't be. The name Jesus was induced by this pagan Roman Catholicism to draw or to lure the minds away from Yahweh. And every doctrine upon the face of the earth, whether it's Pentecostal, Holiness, or Protestant, it has come from under the jurisdiction of that slutty whore, Roman Catholicism. And so this assembly was purchased by the blood of Yahweh with his own precious blood. That is why Messiah said, you must baptize them in the name of the Father. Because I am in the Father, and in that name, the Father's name, you find my name. And the Ruah, the Spirit of Yahweh, cannot instruct us to baptize but in one name. That's why he never instructed Peter to baptize in the name of Jesus. It can't be. Scripture is too clear. And we take time to study Scripture, we will see the clarity in what Scripture tells us. It says here that he purchased the assembly with his own blood, the tabernacle, the call out ones with his blood. And that's what it says. He is talking about Yahweh. He's talking about the Father. And in that name, that is why his name is expressed that way, because he is the fatherly one to us all. His tender mercies are in that name. His long sufferings and his kindness. Whom he is in that name. And so Messiah could not express any other name but that name. And the Father has to have a name. There must be a name. Well, we all have names in here. And he has no name. Tell me, what is his name? As I was there today in the market, of course, I don't listen to their prayer. This man, he began to pray, Father, I bless you, Father God, in thy name. Now, he never invoked the name of Jesus. He simply invoked in thy name. Well, what is the Father's name? He has a name. And the Scripture is clear on that. He has a name. So the assembly or Zion has been purchased with the blood of Almighty Yahweh expressed in the body of Messiah. That is why he is the anointing and the anointed one of Yahweh. His anointing did not come from the Roman government or from Judaism or from the Jewish or the Pharisaic or the Sadducean order. It came by the Father. And he expressed the Father's name. He did not express any other name but the Father's name. He had no name but the Father's name. For their name is one. And this name, Jesus, it distorts the very picture of the Father. And there is no identity of the Father at all in this hour that we are in. And it is all about him. It's all about him. It's all about the Father. That's what it's about, saints. It's all about Yahweh. Now look at what David said in Psalm chapter 74, verse 2. Sheol said, I have not shunned to declare unto you all the counsel of Yahweh. Now, what council did he declare from? Did he declare that from a new text or the law and the prophets? Which one did he declare it from? From the law and the prophets and the Psalms. That was the council. Now, David says in Psalm 74 and 2, he says, Yahweh, remember thy congregation, which thou hast what? So someone purchased, they must buy it. Who purchased the congregation? Yahweh did. He said, remember your congregation of old, which thou hast purchased of old, the rod of thine inheritance, of Yahweh's inheritance, which thou hast what?
Redeemed.
This Mount Zion, wherein thou dwellest. The assembly, the tabernacle, Mount Zion, a metaphor of Jerusalem. It is the assembly, the call of elect, whereby you dwell in the midst of Mount Zion. I read that because there's one key word I want to emphasize a little tonight, and that is redeem, or the redeemer. Who is the redeemer? Who is our redeemer? The word redeemer is only mentioned one time in the New Testament. It's only mentioned one time in the New Testament, in the book of Romans. That's the only place the word redeemer is mentioned. That's the only place that is mentioned in the New Testament. Now, I want to paint a vivid picture of this redeemer. Who is he? He has a name. Yahweh is our redeemer. That is why when Yohanan saw that on Mount Zion, he saw that 144,000 and the Lamb of Yahweh with him. It identified the Lamb and his Father's name in their foreheads. That's what it says, doesn't it? Revelation chapter 14, verse 1. It identified that he saw his Father's name written in their foreheads. So if the Father's name was written in this most crucial latter part of the end time, why must that be? Because the anti-Messiah, his name must be written in his subjects. They must have his name, for that is their seal, his name. And so that is our seal, our Father's name. So the Ruah, the Spirit of Yahweh, will exalt the name of the Father. We have walked in ignorance and bastardom. We haven't truly known our Father. And all of a sudden he awakens us out of a deep drunkenness, whereby we've been sedated by religious doctrines and traditions. And he began to pull the veil or the scales back from our eyes. Then he began to anoint us with eyesight that we can see. The Father's name is Yahweh, and the Son's name is Yah as well. They have the same name. He did not come to distort the Father's name. It had been done in their religious practices. So he came to restore the luster back unto the Father's name, because he is the Redeemer. Yahweh is the one that redeems. And in that body of clay, the breath of Yahweh redeemed us. That through that hope of Yahshua, his name may be exaltified and glorified. And we will know that he is the one that paid the price. He paid the price for our sins. He came down in the midst of this corrupt generation in a body of clay. And yet he paid the price. He is the propitiation. No angelic power could do it. No other being could do it. It had to be Almighty Yahweh. And he did it. He wanted to show us how important his valuable purchase was, that he was willing to purchase it with his own blood. His own blood is what he purchased the house with. He did not leave that to chance to anyone. He purchased the house with his blood. And that blood came out of the body of Yahshua. The salvation, the assurance of Yah. You can't find that in the name of Jesus. You can't find salvation in that name of Jesus. There's no salvation. There's only one name. And that is the name of Yahweh, whereby there is salvation in that name. For in that name is Yahshua, the salvation of his people. Now let us take a look at scripture. Now if this is not the truth, tell me please. It says in
Job, I'll express it the way it is in the King James. Job chapter 19, verse 25. There are many old people say this, but they don't even know where it's from. Now, this is supposed to be the oldest book in Scripture. Look what he says here. Job 19, 25. He says, for I what? He what? He said, I know that what? My Redeemer liveth. Who was his Redeemer? It was Yahweh. He said, I know my Redeemer liveth, and that he shall stand at the latter day. And he shall stand at the latter day. He shall. In this latter time, Messiah has stood. Our Redeemer liveth. He said, I know my Redeemer liveth, and that he shall stand at the latter day upon the earth. And though after my skin worms destroy this body, yet my flesh shall see El, Almighty, Yahweh. It shall see him. How could Job talk about a Redeemer in that dispensation of time when there was no manifestation of Yahshua? It was Yahweh. For you find Messiah in Yahweh, for the anointing comes from the Father. And he anointed the Son to do his will. That's why the Son says, I have meat to eat. And my meat is simply this. To do the will of him that sent me. And to finish the works that he has commanded me to do. And yet here's a man declaring that I know my Redeemer liveth. He said, my Redeemer is not dead, but he is alive. My Redeemer is not something that shall come through the dispensation of time, but I know my Redeemer liveth. And though skin worms eat me, I shall, my flesh, he says, shall see the mighty one, the mighty Redeemer. It shall see him. Now, what is the Redeemer that Job talked about? He says in verse 27, whom I shall see for myself, and my eyes shall behold him, and my eyes shall behold, and not another, though my reign be consumed within me, though my inward parts, my heart, and my inward parts of my body be consumed within me. He said, I'm going to see him. Who is he going to see? His Redeemer. The one that purchased him. The one that bore him from sin. The one that delivered him from the death of sin. He said, I know my Redeemer lives. And this is declared the oldest book in Scripture. This book. Because you will not even find the mentioning of Yahweh truly in there. That's why he said, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, he said, they knew me as El Shaddai. He said, but Moses, you shall know me as Yahweh. They call me El Shaddai, the mighty one, the one of power and might, but you shall know me as your precious father. See, that is what the name Yahweh is. It is the preciousness of his fatherhood toward us. That's why Messiah said, when you pray, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. I ask you all, what Redeemer did Job talk about? Tell me. Psalms 19, verse 14. Psalms 19, verse 14. You can write them down. I challenge you all. Why don't you take these scriptures and study them and see if they are out of text or you are just out of the will of Yahweh. Look at what David declares. He said, let the what? Words of my mouth and the meditation of what? My heart be what? Acceptable in who thy sight, O Yahweh, my strength and what? My Redeemer. There was no manifestation of Messiah there, but Yahweh, the fullness of him, because Messiah is in Yahweh. They are one and the name is one and the same. There's no two different names. People cannot even tell you the name of, quote, this God they serve, unquote. You ask them, express that to me. Go to your mighty theologians, very educated and eloquent men, and say to me, pastor or preacher, theologian, express unto me what Messiah meant when he said, Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. What name is hallowed? If the Father or if the Son's name is Jesus, then the Father's name is Jesus. It can't be anything different than the Son's. They have the same name. The name is no different. It's one name. They're not two different names. They're one name. He came to express whom he was in that body of flesh. So you must pray, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. And so you must hallow his name. You must acknowledge his name. That is the hallowedness of his name, because you acknowledge that it is a name that preserves your soul, preserves your mind, gives you hope. I hope it's in the name. I hope it's in the name of Yahweh, because in that name we find the Son's name. They're one. They're not two, they're one. And even that is not understood in the finite detail that it should be. We try to express it, but we don't. How do I express that you all are one? You're no more twain. When he took you unto his wife, you all became one. Now that's what scripture says, but yet there are two different bodies there, but yet there's one there. It's either the truth or the scriptures are not truth. He says in Psalm 78:34. David declares Psalm 78:34. Listen to this. When Yahweh, this rebellious house of Israel, when he slew them, they sought him, and they returned and inquired after El, Yahweh. It says in verse 35, and they remembered that Yahweh was their rock, and that, and the high El was what? This is the house of Israel, and yet they remember that he was their redeemer. He was only able to buy them back and purchase their souls from the darkness that had captivated them and overtaken them. Yahweh is our redeemer, and in him we find the hope of that redemption. And that hope is the works that the Son has finished. They are the finished works of Yahweh. They're not the works of any man. They're the works of Yahweh. That's what those works are. The works of Yahweh. And David says on here, he says in verse 36, nevertheless, they did flatter him with their mouths, and they lied unto him after their tongue. See, they lied to him. They said, I love you. I bless you. And they flattered him with their mouths, but they lied unto him. He purchased them back. Well, he knew that it was sold unto sin. We have been sold under every kind of sin, every kind of religious practice there is. We've been sold under that. And the only way we are purchased back is by the redemptive power of Almighty Yahweh. He is the only one that can purchase us. Yahweh is the only one that can purchase us. No one else. He can. He is the only one that can buy us back from sin. And that's what redeemer or redeeming is. You take coupons to the market and you redeem them for something else. So he is our redeemer. He only can redeem. And in the midst of him, in that hope that he sends unto us in his name, that he gave us an assurance in his name that his Son would shed his blood. And that was the blood of Yahweh. It was his blood. She was conceived by the Spirit of Yahweh as she brought forth a son. Is it hard to understand this? Our sins cause it to be difficult. The wicked shall do wicked. They don't understand much at all because they fight, they rebel. The righteous understand all things. They understand time and judgment. Look at what Solomon says in Proverbs 23:10. Proverbs 23:10. This is what folks are doing today. Solomon said, remove not the old landmark and enter not into the field of the fatherless. He said, why? For there who? Redeemer is mighty. He shall plead their cause with thee. Our Redeemer is mighty. He has been there from the foundation of the earth. It just did not happen with Yahshua. For he was of the Father, for he was from him. He did not come to destroy his name. And religion has destroyed his name somewhere. We ought to know this one that the world calls a God. And yet he has no name. There must be a name. Tell me his name. That's all I want to know. If you don't tell me, I know in my spirit that is his name, Yahweh. That is his name, and I won't be ashamed of it. I'm going to declare it amongst the wicked. I'm going to declare it amongst the religious ones. He has a name. And I will tell you that Jesus Christo is not his name. His name is Yahweh. And the Son came in the Father's name. If that is the case, please tell me. If I add to that book of Revelation, or if I take from it, then the plague shall be added for me. My name shall be taken from the book of life. Then what is the name of those 144,000 that his name is written in the Son's Father's name? What is his name? It identifies the Son's or the Lamb's Father. What is the Lamb's Father's name that is written? It says it is written, doesn't it? We are more concerned about who the anti-Messiah's name is than whom the Father's name is. Men will, as you have heard, they all say that they know his name. Ronald Reagan, Boutros Ghali, John Kennedy, every name they come up with. And yet they can't even identify the Father's name. Tell me the name of the one that is going to seal the righteous. Whose name is going to be in their forehead? Is going to be Jesus? It's a lie from hell. It's not going to be Jesus. It's going to be Yahweh. It's going to be the Lamb's Father's name. Then you got to find out what the Lamb's Father name is. Revelation chapter 14 verse 1 is simple to understand. When I show Brother Belfort that, you could see the all. The man has read it before. But a light revealed to him. And all of a sudden he began to see that. And the only thing he could do was continue to read that. I say, read it slowly. Read it word by word. Tell me then, what is the Lamb's Father's name? If the Lamb has a name, are we that ignorant? If the Son has a name, and he talks about his Father, what is his Father's name? Is there a name for his Father? Are we that ignorant or just that rebellious against Yahweh that we don't realize that if the Son came, he had to have a Father, so the Father had to have a name? That's just common analogy. That's just common sense to give you that analogy. He had to have a Father because he declared him. Then what is his name? Tell me the Father's name. His name is Yahweh. I'll tell you what it is. I know my Redeemer liveth. Yahweh is my Redeemer. And what Messiah came to do is to give us assurance in the hope of the prophets, of the Psalms, and of the law of Moshe. That's what he came to do. He came to bring the spiritual light to those things. He didn't come to destroy it. Then he would have been destroyed. For they wrote of him. He said, if you had to believe Moses, you would have believed me. For Moses wrote of me. Moshe, he wrote of me. So if he destroyed that testimony, then he was a lie. His testimony was based upon the law. Based upon the prophets. And based upon the Psalms. So if he came to destroy that, then his testimony was a lie. That's the truth, saints. It's not hard to understand. You open your heart, you can understand it. The scripture says in Isaiah, look at this, Isaiah chapter 41. Isaiah chapter 41. Tell me how simple this is. Look at verse 10. I want to read. If anyone doesn't understand this, let me know. Look what it says in Isaiah chapter 41 verse 10. As you always speak to a rebellious house. He said, fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy Yah. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. He says, behold, all that they were incest against thee shall be ashamed and confound. They shall be nothing, and they that strive with thee shall perish. They shall seek thee and shall not find. Thou shalt seek them and shall not find them, even them that contend with thee. They that war against thee shall be as nothing, and as a thing of naught. For I, this is what it says now, I don't know how it expresses there. It says, for I am what it says? For I am Yahweh thy father. Will hold thy right hand, saying unto thee, fear not, I will help thee. That's what it says. Read it the way it says it in there for me, someone. So I'll just put his name in place, alright? That's not complicated. Look what it says on down. He says, look at this. Fear not. Thou, what? Worm, Jacob. I'm going to read it like that for you. And ye men of Israel, he said, I will what? I will help thee, saith who? Yeah, but what it says there? Good to know who he is if he's going to help me. But saith Yahweh. And what? So if he's the Lord, he's their Redeemer. It's good to know who your Redeemer is. I want to know who my Redeemer is. Yahweh thy what? And the Holy One of Israel. He was their Redeemer even then like he is today. He is still Redeemer. He hasn't lost the power of his character. Messiah came to bring great light to his redeeming power and his redeeming grace. Not only is he Yahweh, but he said, I'm your Redeemer. I'm the one that will purchase you. I'm the one that will bring you back. You want to fight against that? That's in scripture. You see it in that text you have. He said, I'm your what? Redeemer. I am your Redeemer. Thy Redeemer. Well, that is not enough witness, preacher. Look at the 43rd chapter. In verse 14. Chapter 43, verse 14 and 15. He said, thus saith, who? No, but what it says. When I ask you that, tell me what it says in that text if you have the King James. The Lord. Your what? He reminds them that he is their Redeemer. Thus saith Yahweh, your Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel, for your sake, I have sent to Babylon and have brought down their noble and the Chaldeans whose cry is in the ship. He says in verse 15, I am what? I am Yahweh, your Holy One, the Creator of Israel. Your what? He is the mighty King. So the Son had to come in the name of the King. He cannot come in the name of any other king. He is the King, and that established the Son's kingly authority. He said, I am your Redeemer. I'm the Holy One of Israel. I am your Redeemer. He is our Redeemer. It doesn't take anything. Messiah is our hope, saints. He is our hope. Yeshua is our hope of the redeeming power of Yahweh. Not just some Lord. He is not some pagan ritualistic thing. I was listening to Tony Blair today as he acknowledged Lord so and Lord this one. Lord this. If this truth be hid from you, is it hidden from those whom the God of this world has blinded their eyes, lest they should believe this glorious power of this truth, and the revelation of whom Yahweh is, would shine brightly in their souls. And so the devil has blinded your eyes. He's blinded your mind that you cannot see. Now either that's a lie, what I'm reading, or the book you're holding is a total fabrication. I will throw it away. He said he's our Redeemer. He said, I'm your Redeemer. Israel, I redeem you. Look what it says in chapter 44, the same book, verse 6. He said, thus saith, what it say? Lord, isn't that amazing? Thus saith Yahweh. Now what, if he's the King of Israel, what? Stop for a moment, saints. Look at me, all of you, please. Now if he's the Lord, if he is the King, all kings have names, don't they? Thus saith Yahweh, the King of Israel. I'm the King. And his Redeemer, who? Lord of hosts. Yahweh of hosts is the Redeemer. I am the first and I am the last. And beside me there is no other El, there's no other one. He said that beside me, there's no other Elohim. There's no other El. Beside me. Now, you hear that? Beside me, there is no other. If you want to use the word God, there's no other God. It's not God. He is no other El. There's no other El. He said, there's no other one. Thus saith Yahweh, King of Israel. He's speaking to the house of Israel. And what his what? Redeemer Yahweh of hosts. I am the first and the last. Who else said that? Did the Messiah say that? It says in the Greek, I'm Alpha and what? Omega. Come on, saints. Surely Yahweh can be the first and the last. So his name is not Jesus. He has one name. It's Yahweh. He said, I'm the first and the last. Messiah said, I'm Alpha and Omega. Yahweh is the first and the last. Oh, it's the truth. Buy the truth and sell it not. You don't have to buy, but it's still the truth. And that's the truth. Isaiah chapter 44, verse 24. Move down to that verse. Thus saith what? Thus saith Yahweh, thy what? You think his character has changed from there to the New Testament? Come on, saints. We have been hoodwinked by this religious serpentine spirit. That's the truth. He said, thus saith Yahweh, thy Redeemer. And he that what? From where? So he is the Redeemer. He formed thee from the womb. I am who? I am Yahweh. That maketh some things. That stretches forth the heavens along and spreadeth abroad the earth by who? Myself. In that name you find the name of the Son, Yahweh. He is the Redeemer, Sister Horn. He has redeemed us from every curse, from every law. He shed his blood. It was his blood. He came in the power of a fleshly body to shed his blood, to purchase us. He is a propitiation. No one else can pay the price but the Father. And the Son came in that power because they are one. He came, he was the begotten of the Father from his bosom. He was gotten from the Father. He cannot express no other name. He cannot express anything but what he had what? Heard. He cannot speak nothing but what he had heard of the Father. And he had heard this from the Father. Because he had spoke this to Israel. And he could speak nothing else than I'm the Redeemer. That's all he could speak. Because he came to pay the price and to purchase us from sin. That's not confusing. You try to rationalize it because you want to reason with your religious spirit, then it's going to be confusing. But it's a simple truth. Look at the 47th chapter. I just want to read some verses, saints. Chapter 3 and verse 4. 47, 3 and 4. Isaiah y'all said, thy nakedness shall be uncovered, yea, thy shame shall be seen. Yahweh said, I will take vengeance, and I will not meet thee as a man. Does it read the same way? He says in verse 4, as for our what? Our what? It says, now what is the next word? Yahweh our host is his name. The Holy One of Israel. Now read it the way it says in that. The Lord of what? What a tragedy. The Lord of hosts is his name. And yet he's my Redeemer. The Yahweh of hosts is his name. How can he be Lord of hosts? That's just his name. Yahweh is his name. He's Yahweh of hosts. That's his name. We got to know our Redeemer. And our Redeemer's name is not Lord. His name is not God, it's not Jesus, it's Yahweh. And in that name, saints, you find the Son's name. And if that one that called himself Messiah came and expressed any other name, then he would have been a lie. That's why those Jews, they knew that they, listen, saints, they knew they could not, that is why Yahweh had raised up that government of the Romans. They knew that according to their law, they could not convict him of any sin. That's why they wanted to take him to Pilate. They could not, he would have not been crucified. That's why Yahweh took it out of their hands. By their law, there was nothing they could convince him of. That's why Pilate said, well, what is his sin? What has he done? That's why he said, look, come on, come on. I tell you what, he knew that he had a vile thing in prison, and the thing had a name too, didn't he? Barabbas. He said, who do you want? This one, they call himself the son of Yahweh, or Barabbas. And they cried to give us Barabbas. Give us Barabbas. Give us Barabbas. They knew under their law they could not convict him. They knew that. That's why he didn't try to answer them. He didn't try to even answer Pilate. What is truth? Come on, Pilate. He knew if he had spoken against the law and the prophets and Moshe, then he would have destroyed the very truth that he was based upon. And he couldn't do that, Satan. And that's why these perverters are saying that these liars, they're wicked men, they don't understand truth. They are saying that, well, they're going to Judaism because they use the Old Testament. These same perverts will use Psalms and Isaiah and Jeremiah. The book is one book. This is not two books. And this wicked religious world has tried to do that. They're trying to say that the New Testament is different than the old. They're liars. It's one book, saints. There's not two books here. It is only scripture. And what you find in the new is a manifestation of the life source of that in the old. He didn't come to do away with the old. He didn't come to remove the old landmark. He didn't come to replace the old landmark. He didn't. And our teaching has been wrong. We have not just been taught right. I was trained that way just like you. Now I'm untrained. He's training me right now. This soldier. Let me go on. You get a copy of this tape, take it and listen to it. We got plenty of CDs today. Listen to this. Isaiah chapter 40, verse 16. I'm going to move quickly. Yahweh says, Isaiah chapter 40, verse 16. He said, come ye near unto me. 48:16. Come ye near unto me. Hear ye this. I have not spoken in secret from the beginning. From that time that it was, there am I. And now the sovereign Yahweh, what it says there? The Lord God. See, the sovereign Yahweh and his spirit have sent me. What it says in the next verse? God saith Yahweh. What? Is it capitalized there? Is it capitalized? Emphatically, thy Redeemer. I would ask you a question. Now, I use the expression that some of you, if he was God in the Old Testament, is he still God in the New Testament? Yes, if he was God in the Old, is he God in the New? If he's Redeemer, then he's Redeemer in the New. He is still Redeemer. Thus saith Yahweh, thy Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel. I am Yahweh, thy Father, which teacheth thee to profit, which leadeth thee by the way that thou shouldest go. He said, I'll show you which way you ought to go. I'm your Redeemer. And that's what a Redeemer does. He shows us which way to go. He shows us which way to walk. And that's why he came in flesh. He shows which way to go. To walk in truth. To love truth. He is our Redeemer. Messiah is the hope that he said he came in that body to give us assurance that we are redeemed. That's why we can shout glory, hallelujah to his name. When we call upon the Son, we know we are calling upon the Father. That's why the Son said, you must baptize them, Peter, in the name of the Father. Because in that name, my name is there. You will bear witness that I'm sent from him. And the Ruah of the Spirit will give you witness of that. Not in the name of Jesus Christ. The name of Yahweh. That's the way we should be baptized. I ain't taking that back. That's the truth. Hallelujah. The 49th chapter in the 26th verse. Isaiah 49:26. He said, I will feed them that oppress thee with their own flesh. And they shall be drunken with their own blood, their own sins, their own wickedness. As the sweet wine. And all flesh shall know that I, what? I, Yah, am thy what? Come on, saints. Is it a capitalized word there? I am thy what? Thy what? Thy what? Savior. And thy what? How do you take that honor from him? This is a wicked world. The Son didn't do that. He could not do anything but extol his saving power. Because he came to save. He sent, for Yahweh so loved the world. For Yahweh so loved the world that he sent his only, the begotten, taken from his bosom, Son. He said, not only am I your Savior, I am thy Redeemer, the mighty one of Jacob. That's who he is. He's our Savior. Messiah is our hope and the salvation, saints. Salvation belongeth unto Yahweh. That's who it belongs to. Now, if that's not the case, throw away the Old Testament, do like the Baptists and all the rest of them. Look at the 54th chapter, verse 4 through verse 8. Isaiah 54. You think if he would use this expression that many times, he's trying to let us know something? Look what it says in Isaiah 54, verse 4. Fear not, for thou shalt not be ashamed, neither be thou confounded, for thou shalt not be put to shame. For thou shalt forget the shame of thy youth, and shall not remember the reproach of thy widowhood anymore. For who? Thy maker is thy husband. Who? Yahweh of hosts is what? Now how can it be Lord of hosts is his name? That is such a foolish, and I say it that way, that is such a false translation there. How can the Lord of hosts be his name? And he talks about his name in all these places. How can you deny that? You don't love him if you deny his name. He said, Yahweh of hosts is his name. And what? The Redeemer and the Holy One of Israel. The Father of the whole earth shall he be called. He is Yahweh. He is of the whole earth. And he shall be called that. I was talking to Brother Dale. He was talking about that interview they did with Pat Robertson on NPR. And Pat Robertson was talking about in India. I heard him. And listened to the whole interview. He was talking about in India they have, listen to this, 320 million gods in the Hindu religion. And they all have names. And yet this pagan thing they call Christianity is pagan too. The only one that has no name. A pagan thing. Yahweh has a name. And it's not this pagan La Lord. It's not the rendition of Jesus. That's a false rendition. It's not a truthful rendition. He is our maker. Did he not make us? I want to drop down to verse 7 on the same chapter. He said, For a small moment have I forsaken thee, but with great mercies will I gather thee. In a little wrath I hid my face from thee for a moment, but with everlasting kindness will I have mercy on thee, saith Yahweh thy what? He wanted them to know he was their Redeemer. He is the same today, yesterday, and forevermore. He hasn't changed. The Messiah did not come to take that honor away from the Father. This religious whore spirit has done that. That's why they don't pray to the Father no more. They don't pray that. This generation doesn't pray to the Father. And their prayers are not being heard. Lord, help me, Lord. Lord, if it's not your way. Father Yahweh. Look at the 63rd chapter. Verse 16 and verse 17. I just intended to read tonight and just express what the Spirit gives me to express. But these are simple scriptures. They can be easily understood. You can take them and go over them again. Read the entire chapters. Look what it says in Isaiah 63, verse 16. He said, doubtless thou art our father, though Abraham be ignorant of us, and Israel acknowledge us not, thou, O Yahweh, art our father, our what? And what? Thy name is what? Then what is the name that is everlasting, saints? Did Isaiah tell a lie? Was he a lying prophet? Well, then if he was a lying prophet, then he spoke the truth. And if his name is everlasting, what is the everlasting name? That name, Lord, is not an everlasting name because there are thousands and millions of lords. He is not compared to the same spirit as Satan. Now, don't you know that Satan was not even an archangel, but he was a cherubim, what the scripture says? And the scripture calls him the God of this earth. If this truth be hid from you, if this name be hid from you, it's because the God of this earth, he has blinded your mind, that the glorious power of this truth may shine through and you may be free. You're not going to deny his name and go into his glorious kingdom. You come to the knowledge of his truth. You're not going to deny it. No more of these perverts think they're going to deny the Shabbat. They keep their pagan Sundays. They're liars and going to hell. You're not going to deny the laws of Yahweh that he inscribed in our hearts and put them in the inward parts and say you're going to the kingdom. You'll go to hell. And you can get any lying preacher to tell you you're right. He's still a liar. Based upon the truth. That's what it's based upon. So if either Isaiah is a liar, then throw the book away. That's what he says. He says in Isaiah 63 verse 17. He says, O Yahweh, thou, why hast thou made us to err from the way and harden our hearts from thy fear? Return for thy servant's sake, the tribe of who? Thine inheritance. We are your inheritance. So return for our sake. And so that's what he has, that he has returned for our sake, the tribe of his inheritance. He came in the power of the Son. He came in the manifest body of man. That we will have no excuse at all, that the Son say his name is Yahweh. He called upon him by his name Yahweh. That we will have no excuse at all. And if the Son's name is Jesus, then the Father's name is Jesus. See, folks won't buy that. No, they're not going to buy that. Well, his name is Lord. That's crazy. You even think about that. You know that's nutty. Even if you all think about that, you know it's nutty. That's just flat out nutty. His name is not Lord. That's a title. All of you all are educated enough to know that's a title. God is a title. He talks about his name. He shows you the power of his name as being a redeemer. And he is our redeemer. The scripture says in Jeremiah chapter 50. Jeremiah 50, 34. What a profound statement here. If Isaiah lied, then Jeremiah is a lying prophet. What it says in the first four words there. Is that capitalized? So that's a pronoun. That means emphatically. He said there what? What's his name? Read it out of that text. I want to hear from there. Is what? And that is just so stupid. I don't care what any of you say. That doesn't even make sense. No, it doesn't. You read that from that text and tell me that makes sense now. That doesn't make sense. Their Redeemer is strong. Now, who is this Redeemer? Tell me his name. If someone came and paid off all my bills, I want to know who it is. If I owe someone $10,000 and someone came and paid it off and I went to my creditor, he said, the price is paid. Who paid it? Well, his name is Jeff. You know him? Don't know him, but I remember that name. Jeff. Their Redeemer is strong. Now you got to know the strong man. He said, Yahweh of hosts is his name. He shall thoroughly plead their cause. That he may give rest to the land and disquiet the inhabitants of Babylon. The Redeemer is strong. But our Redeemer is strong. He has a name. It is not Lord. It isn't. Look what it says in Romans chapter 1, verse 1. I will read this. I have a few more scriptures before I close. It says this, Romans chapter 1. This is the only place where the word Redeemer is used. Romans chapter 1 verse 1. He says, Shaul, he said, I'm a servant of Yahshua Messiah. That's what it says. Well, how I read in that? Read that please for me, someone. Okay. Called to be an apostle. Of who? Alright, so that was the truth that he was separated unto. That's the truth that he was. Shaul, a servant of Yahshua Messiah. Called to be an apostle, separated unto the evangel of the truth of Yahweh. What is the truth of Yahweh? That this is the witness of his truth, Messiah. The Messiah is the witness of his truth. He is the anointed of Yahweh's truth. That ain't hard to understand. Not for men, is it? That's so simple. It's a common man's salvation. He says in verse 2 now, look at this. Now, what has he done? Which who? Who is the he now? Yahweh had what? When? Afore, so that was before even Shaul was in existence. A promise afore by what? At what? And his holy scriptures. So there were no scriptures there but the law and the prophets and Moshe, was it? So he promised us these things even in that sense. He said concerning the Son, Yahshua Messiah, our Master, Redeemer. Is it spelled just like it was when he talks about the Father? Was it spelled just like it was in Isaiah 44 and 3? Just like that, isn't it? Our Redeemer, which was made of the seed of David according to the flesh. Now he was made of the flesh according to the seed of David, according to the flesh. That he had a kingly lineage. That he came from the throne of David, because he always said he would. It was told aforetime by the prophets. That he would come. He is our Redeemer. Yahweh is our Redeemer. And in that name, Yahweh, you find the name Yahshua. The redeeming power of Yahweh. That's what it is. The salvation of Yahweh. It's the saving power and the saving grace of Yahweh. Said he declared himself to be what? He declared himself. Read it like it is in there. Read that and in verse 4. He declared to be the Son of God. He declared to be the Son of Yahweh with power according to the Spirit of holiness by the resurrection from the dead. Who quickened him from the dead? Yahweh did. It was a spirit. He quickened him from the dead to give us assurance in that resurrection of hope, saints. Also simple truth. Man has polluted it. That's why there's no power. I don't care what you say. These whorehouses, they think their power is the number. They're singing, they're shaking, they're dancing, and they're carsing. That ain't no power in that. And yet they rely upon every kind of filthy spirit there is. Darkness and every kind of drugs, and their minds are twisted. Their minds are tormented, twisted by television, everything it is. And that's just the truth, saints. I tell you what, come on, look at me. I want to ask all you all a question. Please, everyone look at me. I want to ask, look at me, all of you. I want you to look at me. I want to ask you a question. If you went through Job went through, wouldn't that you want to know that Redeemer? Yeah. All right then. So that Redeemer was there with Job. He's here today. And Job knew him. I want to close from here. All right. Turn with me to Luke chapter 1. This is an ignorant generation. The Satan knows how ignorant we are. We are just like you. Your righteousness is about to see that of the Pharisees and the scribes. You stand on your lawyers or who you think you are. You better get some righteous. You better get a righteous heart. Now this is New Testament right here. Luke chapter 1 verse 67. Look at this. And his father Zacharias, he was filled with the Holy Spirit. He prophesied saying, what it says there? Blessed be Yahweh of Israel. For he has what? And what? He has what? 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 He has, who has visited? Yahweh. It says the Lord God of Israel. Was he not the Redeemer then? He has what? He has what? Visited and what? Redeemed. His people. That's what scripture says. But that's what he prophesied. He has visited and redeemed his people, Israel. Yahweh has visited in that body. He has visited and redeemed his people. It says in Revelation chapter 5 verse 9. We'll read these few scriptures in Revelation. Turn quickly. Revelation chapter 5. Revelation 5 verse 9. And they sung a new song, saying, thou art worthy to take the book, Messiah. Because he is Yahshua, to open the seals thereof. For thou wast slain and hast redeemed us to who? To who? It says to God in there, doesn't it? To God, to Yahweh, by thy blood out of every kindred, tongue, people, and nation. Brought us back to the Father. Redeemed us back to the Father. And that is what the power of that hope is to bring us back to the Father. That's what it's for. That's why the blood was shed. That's why he shed his own blood to bring us back to him to show us his uncanny love toward us. Religion has twisted our minds. That's all it's done, saints. Revelation 14, verse 3. Verse 1 is a good verse. Read that quickly, someone, for me. Revelation 14, 1. I know what it says. Just read it loud. And I look, and lo, a lamb stood on the mount Zion, and with him, 144,000, and 4,000, having his what? Father's name written in their forehead. You deny that, you deny truth. That's just it. No hope for you. And then he goes on and to say in the fourth verse of Revelation 14, these are they which were not defiled with woman, for they are virgins. These are they which follow the Lamb whithersoever he goeth. These are redeemed from among men, being the first fruit of who? Of Yahweh and what? To the Lamb now. Being the first fruit of Yahweh and to the Lamb. For it is that hope of the Lamb that gives them that redemption power. That Yahweh's redemption is real. That is what the hope of the Lamb gives us. That His redeeming power is alive. It's real, saints. We must understand that. It's not how you feel, what you're going through. I know my Redeemer lives. I know He lives. And they were so clean, it says, and in their mouths were found no guile, for they are without fault before the throne of Yahweh. Yahweh is our Redeemer. And in that redemption, you find the shed blood of Yeshua. That's His name, Yahweh. It's not Lord, it's not God, these pagan lies. And it ain't not that name Jesus. It ain't. It ain't Jesus. It's Yahweh, Yahshua. May Yahweh bless you. Be encouraged, saints. Just wanted to speak a word of faith to your hearts. And we know our Redeemer lives. Because I can find Him in the old, and I can find Him in the new. These men that are saying that they are doing away with the New Testament because they don't have any truth in their hearts. They don't have any truth at all. Not one bit at all. They don't know what Yahweh said in this hour. And so when Yahweh brings us to the knowledge of that truth, we just receive it. He has a name, saints. And I ain't going to, I won't be ashamed of His name. These perverts, these whorehoppers, I love Jesus. They don't even love that name. His name is Yahweh. Jesus is a pagan lie. I tell any of y'all that. I don't care what you think. It's a lie. And we've been deceived by that lie. And that's just it. You can think highly of yourself all you want to. Oh, I can't be deceived. Well, I'll ask you a question. I'll ask all y'all one question. If the most perfect ones He made, Adam and Eve, weren't they not perfect? And splendor? Was she deceived? Was she deceived? All right then. Thank you. Thank you. Don't tell me what you can't be. I just bless you all the way. I'm not bewitched. That I will not allow my flesh to cause me to disobey the truth. When you don't obey what He says, then you're bewitched. He has a name. That's when you're bewitched. We start in the spirit, we're going to perfect this thing in the flesh. He has a name. His name is Yahweh. That's His name. And you will find out who really loves Him when you begin to use that name, Yahweh. I don't care what these wicked folks say. His name is Yahweh. I watch that man pray, and I watch him pray many times. He's, Father, bless the food. We thank You. Your many blessings, Lord God, we thank You. In Thy name we pray. And I said today, what is His name, man? I just said, what is His name? No, I don't bow my head. I don't take off my hat. I don't do any of that because it's just a religious, perverted spirit. Matter of fact, most of the time I go out. I make sure I'm not in there when they pray. I don't listen to His prayers. I go out. Today I just got back in there too fast. My feet were freezing in there. So when I went back and He was praying, Lord, bless him, bless the fool. Father, bless it in Your name I pray. I say, man, what a hypocrite. What a hypocrite. What a hypocrite. We can't even come to the Father unless we believe that His Son came to express whom He is and His name. See, we can't even get to Him. That's why we ain't really gotten to the place we need to get. We better check out our spiritual shoes we got on, our spiritual clothing, really. That's just the truth. We can run ahead for a battle. And it's not going to be based upon your wicked feelings either. The Father has a name, and His name is Yahweh. This is a very precious and a beautiful name. And in that name you find the strength of His Son. Let me tell you this before I close. If that 144,000 had a name written, look up the word written when you go home, please. So if this 144,000 has a name written in their forehead, and they're that pure, and these are the first fruit, I want that name written in mine too. And if I don't know that name, I want to find out what it is. I want to buy that field, whatever that name is. I want to find out what it is. If they got that name written, if they're with the Lamb now, and they got the Lamb's Father's name in their voice, I want to find out what that name is. I really do. And if it's Lord, I want it written there. If it's God, I want it there. And if it's not Lord or God, I want to know what it is. It's only one name, Yahweh. That's his name, Yahweh. Yahweh. And that 144,000 had the name written there. She put the words in the tattooing there. And putting all kind of names there. But it's not the Father's name. So if that's the case, I want that name written there. I really have that name tattooed up there. There's some kind of crazy Chinese letters. I want that name written. If the 144,000, I want that name written in my forehead. I do, because they didn't take the mark of the beast, gonna have the name written there. Huh? In their hand. It's gonna be there. And I want the name written there. I want it written. May Yahweh help you, give you strength. He has a name, saints. And if I didn't understand that, I don't care who you are, I would get on my face and say, Father, help me. Help me your way. And you're going to have to acknowledge his name in order for him to help you. He'll never help you. You don't acknowledge his name. He isn't. I remember Brother Terry, he said, one thing I can appreciate what you did, Pastor Robert. He said, even though when I came here, he said they were still singing in Jesus' name. And yet, he said, you led by example. And I did. I know that's his name. I wasn't convinced. I don't care what Sister Robert said. It make me no different what she said. That's his name. Because that was a deep conviction, but that was his name. That's his name. He has a name. And as I began to see in scripture, I said, why is it that there's no name associated with the Father? Just Lord, a God. He has a name. And I ain't preaching no crazy, confounding truth. I'm preaching the truth. That's what I'm preaching. I'm free. I'm free. I ain't bound. I'm free. May Yahweh bless you. Let us stand to our feet. I'm free. And I'm a preacher too. As old saying, I'm not mama called or daddy sent. I'm called by the Father. And that's a beautiful thing to know your Father's name. We have a Father and he has a name. We have a Father. And that's why his name, in that name is his kindly affection toward us. Yahweh. Father Yahweh. And that's how we ought to address him that way then. Father. Father Yahweh. Bless you, Father Yahweh. Not Father Gilbert, Father Yahweh. His name is a precious name, and I bless him. Father, in all things, we thank you tonight. Go with your people. Take them all safely. Give them rest tonight in Messiah's name. Hallelujah. Bless you all, saints.